Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled The Privilege of Pain. Because many sub-genies out there are beginning to sound like the pinks and normals who pollute our planet. You know the ones I mean. The soft, fat, comfy folks. They get all in a tizzy unless everything is just so. They can't have any stress or change their routine or sleep at night if there's so much as a single pea lying under their mattress. Everything's got to be perfect and in place. The temperature can't be too hot, but it can't be too cold either. The cars have to feature pull-down blinds so that the sunlight won't spill in from the side and make them squint. They have to drink bottled water because the tasteless, odorless water from a tap isn't tasteless enough or odorless enough. These are the anal animals who infest our world, drain our resources, and waste our air. Then have the gall to tell us,
"Gee, I don't know what you're bitching about. If you've got a problem, then do something about it."
Well, we'll do something about it, all right. Only they may be a little surprised how improving our lives will adversely affect theirs. You see, we sub-genies are a persevering lot. We haven't wandered about in this desert of pink so-called culture for all these years without learning a few things. One of our discoveries was the answer to an ancient Tibetan riddle. Is it better to live a peaceful life and die a horrible death? Or is it better to live a horrible life and die a peaceful death? Of course, normals always prefer the first choice, because instant gratification is a genetic flaw of their race. The conspiracy breeds these cattle for the dual purpose of labor and consumption. They are designed to work and spend everything they earn to support other pinks who are doing the same thing. Then, when they can work no more, they wither up and die, making room for new conspiracy dupes to begin the cycle anew. It is the closest thing to perpetual motion ever devised by man. It's perfect in every way, except for one flaw, one tiny little error hidden within millions of lines of conspiracy computer code, a bug that will eventually crash the entire system. That fly in the ointment, my friends, is Bob. J.R. Bob Dobbs and his legions of subgenius maggots. We're not team players, we're team attackers. Like a gadfly, we pester the workhorse, landing just behind its ear to inject our poison. Oh, it stings. It hurts, all right. It makes the beast want to break from the plow and take off running. Most don't, but some do. And when they do, it leaves the masters empty-handed, with no one to do their work, except, of course, themselves. And we all know how they resist picking up a shovel and blistering their own lily-white hands. Because the only people more adverse to pain and suffering than pinks are the conspiracy overlords. They can dish it out all right, but they can never take it. They feel it's beneath them, because they know the purpose of work is to wear down the little people and keep them under control. Meanwhile, the subgenius continues to fly free. Ours is not a life of luxury or status, make no mistake about that. It is a life of inconvenience and downright poverty. But it is a natural poverty enjoyed by every living creature not caged by the conspiracy. We may be left out in the cold when it rains, but we're free to frolic in the sunshine every other day of the year, unlike the pink ones trapped in their stuffy little offices. Thus, we enjoy a dignity and self-determination that creatures in captivity can never even imagine. But the most important perk we possess is the privilege of pain. Because to us, every time we stump our toe, or cut ourselves shaving, or get decapitated during a head launching, we get a little preview of the pain that the pinks will experience come X day. It is a taste of a bitter cup from which the pinks will drown drinking. You see, back in the days of segregation, Jesse Jackson used to spit in the food of the white people he served. That was when he was a waiter, before he was a reverend. Well, we're reverends now, and we're doing the same thing, philosophically. Only our saliva is more spite than spit. And it won't go down as easy as Jesse's either. No, sirree. The pinks will gag on the bile we cough up for their last supper. But eat it they shall, each and every chunk. And you want to know why? Because deep down, they want to be punished. Every one of them knows they are guilty as sin. Sin against their fellow man. Sin against themselves. And worst of all, sin against Bob. Now, subgenius critics like to claim that we're a vindictive church. Vindictive makes it sound like we're the evil ones. For centuries, the conspiracy raped our minds, murdered our spirit, and stole our slack. Yet in the end times, if we so much as give them a taste of their own medicine, then suddenly, we're the ones being cruel. Ha! Go figure. I bet the Nazis thought the Jews were vindictive when they kidnapped and killed Eric Eichmann. It's like there's always someone wringing their hands and calling everyone else a meanie. If they want to empathize with the enemy, let them share in the punishment instead of whining from the sidelines. Me? I think we're pretty generous. We're allowing the collaborators to continue a comfy lifestyle while upholding the status quo. We're letting them live out their lives of luxury and greed at our expense. And all we're asking in return is a little bit of justice in the end times. A chance for them to feel the pain we've experienced all our lives, concentrated into the last few moments of their own. Now, how can anyone call that unfair? Because the irony of this entire affair is we're doing it for them. For we ask this not to hurt the pinks, but to save them, to provide them penance so that they may redeem themselves in Bob's sight. Because, my friends, salvation from Bob is not a right. It's a privilege. A privilege of pain. Hearing it the word of Bob, praise Bob! Amen.